All right, it is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock now here on WPHM. Beautiful-looking day out there. Great-looking Memorial Day weekend coming up as well. Memorial Day weekend always starts in port here on at the retired Coast Guard cutter Bramble, which is owned by Bob Klingler, who's with us right now. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How long have you owned the Bramble now? Because I was just thinking, it only seems like it's been a couple of years, but it's...
It seems like a couple, but it's been 6 years now.
Has it been 6 years already?
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
You've taken great care of the old girl, too. In fact, she's going to be seaworthy. She is seaworthy. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But let's start with what's going on this this Friday.
Yeah, we've got, actually, like I said, we've got our sixth... Veterans Memorial Service on board ship this Friday at 1 o'clock on the ship at Seaway Terminal, the Bean Dock. And we've got actually a huge list of guests, honored guests and speakers. Of course, repeat, Pauline Rep's been 6 years in a row. We've also Pam Hornberger. We've got Mayor of Marysville, Dan Damon. Special guest, Colonel Douglas Bremer. We've got Republican or Representative Shane Hernandez, our neighbor up the river on Gray Fox, Captain Jim Simmerad, and our lead us in prayer, David Vickers. So it's a wonderful service. We've got Rifle Squad, Color Guard, and we lay a wreath in the river. And there's not a dry eye in the crowd. It's a very moving service, and it's free. So we wish everybody could come down and join us at 1 o'clock this Friday.
All right, very good. What else going on with the old Bramble?
You know, this is the kickoff to summer. It's kind of like the Veterans Memorial Service is the first thing, but it goes lickety-split, and you know how short summer is. Summer is 3 or 4 months. We got to put the whole year's worth of fun in.
How come winter seems so much longer than summer, even though they're the same length?
I think we sit there and we're just waiting for summer.
I think so.
We have Tourists in Your Town coming up on Saturday, June 2nd, 10 to 4 on the ship. We're participating with the whole city at that point, and there'll be a bus, the trolley come down and make it easy to get to the Bramble. And Ben Wilson's been with us since day one, and Ben's got some scoop on the Tourists in Your Town.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, well, we're going to have a general access tour, which generally is $8, but it's open to the public now for free. Like Bob said, Tourists in Your Town, kind of for area residents to get to know the things in Port Huron that make it great.
Yeah, there's so many people that have lived here their whole lives and have maybe never even set foot on the Bramble.
Exactly. So this is their chance to come down, free trolley, free bus service, so it'll drop them right at the boat. They can come on board, get a tour of the boat. For people who are really interested in history of the ship, they can get a Commandant's Gold Pass tour, which is a little more. You would pay for a fee, but you get below access, engine room, mechanical rooms, all below deck that just a general pass you wouldn't see generally. So
cool.
That's from, like Bob said, from 10 to 4, June 2nd.
June 2nd, be a tourist in your own town day, which is really a neat way for people to come out and see those things that they haven't seen before. And I'm sure that you see all the time, Bob, people come aboard that haven't
Paul,
been there before.
It's amazing. We have a guest register, and people come from Australia, Europe. It's really something when you're tied in with ships and service, Navy or Coast Guard, all over the world. They just warm up. They're all smiles ear to ear, and they don't want to leave. So
I'm sure, yeah.
That's why we cut it off at 4 o'clock.
Well, the thing about the Coast Guard is there's so many people that maybe served for a couple of years in Port Huron and then went on to serve in other communities, but they like to come back and they like to come back and visit, and to know that the Bramble is still here and still, you know, available for them to see, it's got to be pretty exciting.
And that, you know, when they serve, they're 18, 19, so they found fun in Port Huron, and some of them picked up, went out and met a girl they loved, and at that point, Port Huron's a big Coast Guard town.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
There's a lot of relatives and families in this town. So another thing that we're going to do, and I know it happens so fast on Father's Day, We're going to sail the ship up into Lower Lake Huron and actually have Captain Charlie Park at the helm and Lieutenant Ryan Maroney, who was in decommissioning crew, plus our other crew that's been with us for the last 6 years. And we're going to end up in Algonac, which is going to be a three-day sail and Saturday in Algonac. Put it out there. We've worked with the town, and we open up the ship for free tours there. So that's a big plus. We have an overnight, and everybody loves to make that trip in the river system. So
I bet. Yeah, it's one thing to tour the Bramble when it's docked. It's still another to actually go out in the water.
She loves to run, and she likes to hum. So, you know, it's everybody is quite intent about having a good sail. And we have all sorts of station. We have what's called a WQSD, a watch quarter station drill. So every evolution we have while we're underway. Paul, you would be doing three different jobs depending on the situation, what we call an evolution. So if you want to join us, we'll train you, and you can sail with us. We could use a good radio man.
Well, it sounds like a good time. Ben, I'm going to ask you this. I'll ask you this, Bob, as well. What does the Bramble mean to Port Huron?
Well, I think it's an historical ship to start with. It one of the first ships to circumvent the Northwest Passage. It was at the Bikini Atoll atomic testing, and to have it back, have it import here on fully restored, a functioning ship again that you can, like Bob said over Father's Day, see go up and down the river again and in its full glory. It means a lot.
Yeah, Bob, what do you think it means to Port Huron?
It means everything. The people, once you walk through the brow and step on the buoy deck, it's a time capsule. It goes back to the keel laid in 1942, and it has thousands of people that served on it, and that's what it means. It's people that built it, but it's people that served for. It's going to be 75 years old next year. And 2 years ago we did have those sailors from the Northwest Passage have a reunion on board ship. So they traveled all over the U.S., and we had them from Spar, Storrs, and Bramble, two of each. So
wow.
They're in their 80s now, and they acted like they're still 20. It's wonderful.
Is owning and operating the Bramble everything that you had hoped it would be?
It was. I talked to my wife, Sarah, and, you know, she and I said, well, somebody's got to save the ship. And at that point, we didn't want to make it a decision that was burdensome, but at that point, we didn't have a choice. We had the ability, and we kept it in port, in town, and we restored it. So it can live on, and at that point, it doesn't become, you know, a barge or go down to Guatemala and run aground and flounder. So it's here, come and see us. It's a piece of history that is one of the very last survivors. It's still World War II, and it's good to go.
The Bramble will be the site for the Veterans Memorial, 1 p.m. this Friday. You've got the Father's Day weekend cruise. How do people find out more about that? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. We have Facebook, and we have a website. At that point, we're USCGC Bramble, WLB 392, and join us either way. It's a good time to come and see us when we're in port in Algonac, and tourists in your town, it's a great time to tour us on June 2nd.
And what are the regular hours of that you're open for tours during the summer months?
We've been working so diligently on the ship this year that we haven't got into regular hours yet, but okay. We'll announce those, and they'll be displayed on both Facebook and our website. So,
all right. Well, yeah. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Bob, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Ben, thanks for coming
in. We appreciate you having us.